Chapter 11. The fog circled around me. In the distance, the familiar sound of Eloise's incense chain clinked in a rhythmic tempo. Clink, clink, clink. The fog was so thick, I lifted my hands and parted it. The path ahead of me was clear. The glow of the carriage lights guided the way. June! Raven called out. I jerked to the right. The fog danced around her as she gripped the ball of dough. The fog coiled around her neck, and in a single tug, Raven fell to the ground. No! I screamed, reaching out into the fog. Only it was a barrier. A barrier I couldn't reach through. Raven!
It's not a good idea.
Gerald's voice came from the left. I jumped around. He and Petunia were in the fog. I have to! Petunia screamed, her jaw locked.
Do not let him in our life,
Gerald warned, and tried to grab Orin out of Petunia's arms.
Choo-choo!
The lights of the train pierced the fog in front of Petunia and Gerald. The roaring train headed straight toward them.
Choo-choo!
The train's horn roared louder and louder, getting closer and closer to Gerald.
Move, move, move!
I whispered, knowing they couldn't hear me. I closed my eyes right before the train barreled through the family of three.
No!
I groaned.
Clink, clink, clink.
The sound of Eloise's incense sang in the distance. The path in front of me was clear. The fog hung like a shield on each side of me.
One, two, three, you are just like me, the sweet voice called me.
It was like candy to my ear and hard to ignore. I took a couple of steps toward the laughter of children. The fog parted to the right, and a juggler entertained a group of children standing on the sidewalk in front of Magical Moments. The juggler wore a green bodysuit with a face painted half white and the other half painted the same green as the bodysuit. The juggler had on a joker hat that was white with green jingle bells hanging off the pointy edges. The juggler's shoes were identical to the hat, with one big jingle bell on the pointy tip of the toe. The children oohed and aahed as the juggling pins climbed higher and higher into the sky. Out of nowhere, the sound of the train echoed in the distance.
Choo! Choo!
The roar got louder and louder.
Oh, no,
I groaned, looking into the distance behind the children.
Move out of the way! I screamed. Move out of the—
I gulped and turned my head when the train came barreling down Main Street. The screams of children and adults took up the deafening space in my head.
I told you June is a good cider,
Aunt Helena caused me to look up.
She is marrying a Park. He's a dark sider, Eloise screamed back at her.
Her hand lifted into the air. A big hot air balloon painted with the Blood Mercy flower. The hot air balloon popped. An explosion of water rushed down the main street like a tidal wave, sweeping the children up. The train disappeared.
One, two, three, you are one of me.
The voice swirled around Oscar. The tidal wave was going to swallow him up.
No!
I thrashed back and forth, trying to get the fog to break.
No!
Something grabbed me from behind and twirled me around. It was Oscar. Only his skin was sliding down, exposing a skeletal face.
June, wake up!
The voice called me.
Oscar's voice. June, it's just a dream.
It's just a dream,
I whispered to the skeleton that had a grip on me.
You're not real,
I cried. My eyes burned with hot tears.
Go away!
I jerked away from the skeletal fingers and opened my eyes.
June.
Oscar brushed my bangs back from my forehead. His eyes were searching mine.
There you are. Come back to me.
I blinked. My mouth was dry. My body convulsed.
June, baby.
Oscar pulled me up out of the bed and held my limp, exhausted body to him. He slowly rocked me back and forth.
It's okay,
he whispered, sending me back to sleep.